Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Since 1990, Texas Hunters for the Hungry has distributed 1.5 million pounds of donated game to Texans in need. It's easy to do.
Take it to one of our participating meat processors, pay a reduced processing fee. It's usually around $30. The meat processor takes that deer, grinds it into burger, bags it, and freezes it, and calls a food assistance provider in their community to come pick it up, and then it gets distributed that way.
Karen Meyer coordinates the Hunters for the Hungry program. Not all processors charge a fee or the same fee.
Through a grant from the NRA Foundation, we've been able to subsidize processing fees. For some of the high schools that have meat processing facilities, where they're teaching a vocation to the students. And there are even a couple of processors that participate in the program that don't charge anything.
Processing fees are tax deductible. Your donation helps people you would expect and some you would not.
People that lost their houses in the Abilene area due to the wildfires they had last year. A couple of years ago, Katrina and Rita evacuees. People from all walks of life might end up being a recipient of it.
Donate wild game to Hunters for the Hungry. Learn how at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today, supported in part by the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting programs. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.